Hi, I'm please explain the meat sack's weight gain and or weight loss and its relationship to the ascension process.
Oh, that specific gravity in the cells of the body become less. Less gravity affects your meat sack body. So your scales will give you an indication of how much you weigh. But weight has nothing to do because fat, you know, weighs more, or muscle weighs more than fat. But you're made up of lipids and tendons and flesh, okay? With a space between those are what you're gauging as a fat body index as opposed to how your meat sack body is shaped and does it do all the things that you want it to do. And so, therefore, if you reduce or and change through your RNA, if you change your cells, that gives the DNA a new code of replication, then your weight will balance perfectly. And see, some people are trying to gain weight, like the bodybuilders, so they'd be more poked out, puffy. What do you call it, puffy?
Yeah.
Whereas women folks are trying to get less cellulite, so they're less puffy. But at the end of the day, nobody wants to sleep with a sack full of bones.
So what do you make of that, Carol, the weight issue? Did it get answered?
I don't know, because people don't understand what the specific gravity business is all about, so it kind of...
That's what Newton said when he was sitting, getting drunk under an apple tree, and an apple hit him in the head. It's like a theory of relativity. So weight is relative. So you make a big thing about something that's relative, meaning from a gauge. If you're 7 feet tall and you weigh 250 pounds, you're okay. But if you're 4'6" and you weigh 250 pounds, you're morbidly obese and soon to leave this world. It's relative.
You get that, Carol?
Yeah, I get the relativity, but the specific gravity. What was Alana's question again? She wanted to know what influences weight gain and weight loss.
It's weight gain and weight loss. What is its relationship to the ascension process?
Gravity.
Right. So as we ascend and we lose, or we allow that specific gravity is changing, then our weight
with
will...
With a little bit of a line. You got to have a little bit of a line in there, yep.
Mm-hmm. So our weight...
I guess it might be a realign. If you were aligned, then you would realign. So, yes, good. Very good, Carolyn. You're on a thread there.
So with the specific gravity changing, the ascension process, will the weight then go to what? A natural weight perfect for the body with no numbers attached?
That's correct. You won't gauge it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that, like, if you take a column, let's say you take a column and you put a capital on the column, that column suspends more weight than it has the specific gravity to displace. So
right.
You could look at the metaphor of a capstone, and it would probably be very
appropriate,
liberating. You take ancient Greece, their aquifers, they made the arches because an arch can displace vast sums of weight, whereas a straight line with specific gravity and how it applies doesn't work. It would crumble. But you have an arc that'll stand for 1,000 years and be just like it was yesterday. Because of the way the gravity is displaced, and it shifts the specific gravity for the load that gauges what it can then hold up. That's what you're trying to get your meat sack to hold up the weight that it is. So if you could change the way that those building blocks are put together, you could be much heavier and still be much leaner. But none of that makes any difference whatsoever as long as you function and can get busy when you want to and have coitus and eat and drink and go places and buy things and type and all those kind of things. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like, who cares? This is what forever's for. I'm happy being happy. And once that happens, then all of a sudden you won't have to look at Fashion Week to see what clothes hanger looks best this week.